Glad to join you. I am Steve Goss, joined in studio by Mara Davis, as we do every Friday at this time until we get it right. We run down live music for the weekend, worthy of your attention. It's time again for Mara's Music Mix.
Did we ever get it wrong? I don't think so. I want to start off the weekend music picks with some art rock, with some math rock, with some unexpected kind of music happening over at Terminal West. It's Chon and Terramellos and two really interesting bands. If you like instrumental music, I think this is going to be up your alley. But you definitely get your toes a-tapping. Never thought I'd say toes a-tapping in this report.
With
us. I just...
And Little Tybee is playing, and a band called Covet. And they're, I think all these musicians are all dedicated to the prospect of coming up with new ways to structure songs and new ways to play their instruments. Like a couple of these guitarists are like finger tapping their guitars rather than strumming or picking them. So.
And making it really challenging for the audience to clap along. That's Terramellos and Chon, Covet and Little Tybee happening tonight at Terminal West.
So out in Bremen, way out west, Marty Stewart, who is a rockabilly country star from the old days. He started out playing with Lester Flatt and Doc Watson and ended up with Johnny Cash's band. I think he ended up marrying Johnny Cash's daughter at one point.
Well, I put this on the list, high on the list, because I had just seen him on Colbert, and he performed the song Time Don't Wait, which is his 18th studio album. And the song reminded me of a Tom Petty song. The guy has still got it. He is the real deal and gets a lot of respect in country music.
And not only that, and I don't know this for sure, but I think Marty Stewart and Daryl Hall have the same barber.
Maybe the same fan blowing through
right,
their hair.
Exactly.
That's Marty Stewart at Bremen Town Hall tonight.
Next on your list, and we really can't ignore this artist. She's a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, and probably more country now than rock and roll. Sheryl Crow isn't town.
Well, Steve, normally you're always right, but she's gone back to rock and roll this time.
Oh, she has.
I'm talking about Sheryl Crow. Her new album, Be Myself, is really getting back to herself, which is rock and roll. And her songs are just great. Yes, she's still a little country. That's Sheryl Crow at Chastain on Sunday night. Chastain is actually having a series of really big shows, Steve. On Tuesday night, John Mellencamp, Emmylou Harris, and Carlene Carter all together. Now, John has the album Sad Clowns and Hillbillies, where the two of them are on his album.
Carlene, yeah,
and,
duets, yeah.
And that's the daughter of June Carter Cash. And this is going to, I mean, if you've seen John Mellencamp before, you know what a terrific show he puts on. And then with these ladies along with him, wow.
Emmylou Harris has 13 Grammys. I can't count the number of times she's been a guest on A Prairie Home Companion. But you're right about Mellencamp. I think this is a guy who, well, he's a painter now. He's an acclaimed artist. And he's the first to say that he's achieved a whole lot of success based on a simple three-chord progression. And he's really turned around. He writes lyrics that I think a whole generation of people can relate to.
And they get under your skin, too, especially with this new album. That's John Mellencamp, Emmylou Harris, and Carlene Carter at Chastain on Tuesday night. My grandpa cleared the sled. When I was five, I walked the fence. Grandpa held my hand. Rain on the skateboard. This land made me so proud. Son, I'm just sorry. There's memories for you now. Rain on the skateboard.